Hot Sports Update.
Tyrese Haliburton had his first postseason triple-double on Friday. The Indiana Pacers 121-118 overtime win over the Milwaukee Bucks. Haliburton, who finished the night with 18 points, 16 assists, and 10 rebounds, broke a tie in the final seconds of overtime with a running jumper that turned into a three-point play. Indiana now leads the best-of-seven series 2-1, with Game 4 on Sunday in Indianapolis. The Dallas Mavericks also took a 2-1 series lead over the Los Angeles Clippers with a 101-90 victory at home. Luka Doncic led the Mavs with 22 points and 10 rebounds, while Kyrie Irving added 21 points and 6 assists. The Clippers will have a chance to even things up on Sunday in Game 4 at 3:30 p.m. Eastern. For more NBA playoff news, head to the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The NFL draft continued in Detroit on Friday with rounds 2 and 3. Night 2 action saw a flurry of trades in the second round, 7 in all, with one resulting in the first running back selection of the entire draft when the Carolina Panthers traded up for Texas running back Jonathan Brooks with the 52nd pick. Florida State wideout Keon Coleman was the first to go in the second round, selected with the 33rd pick by the Buffalo Bills after they traded back out of the first round. It was also a big night for the University of Michigan, whose national championship winning team was honored on the stage before 6 Wolverines were taken on day 2. Star running back Blake Corum was among the selections, going to the Los Angeles Rams at number 83. After a lackluster season in New England, free agent Ezekiel Elliott is reportedly in talks with the Dallas Cowboys regarding a potential return. Cowboys owner Jerry Jones and executive vice president Stephen Jones met with the 3-time Pro Bowler and his agent on Wednesday. And the Dallas Morning News reported a reunion is increasingly imminent. As a result, Elliott spent 7 years with the Cowboys and led the NFL in rushing yards in both 2016 and 2018. He was released in March of 2023 and signed a 1-year, $6 million deal with the Patriots. Elliott posted career lows across the board in New England with 642 rushing yards, 313 receiving yards, and just 3 touchdowns. The Pats finished the season 4-13. I'm Deborah Valentine.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.